This is Corey's grandpappy, and he wanted me to tell you about Audible at audibletrial.com/FGRS. Since I lost my sight 3 days ago, I still enjoy reading books, but I can't see. So now I listen to them, and you should too. audibletrial.com/FGRS. This is Grandpappy Blaze for Audible.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hello.
Oh,
Corey.
Oh, hey, Lip.
Hey, what's up?
Not there. I was
nothing.
Dreaming.
Are you sure your pants has a tint?
I was dreaming. I was having a dream. I don't know what was.
It
was
kind of dream.
It was a very weird dream. It was like I was dreaming that we were here in the studio, Studio G, and like there was a knock at the door, and like, you know, D-Tay walked in. It was really weird.
Wow.
I know. And then it's like after D-Tay came in and sat down and we did like a whole show, like throwback to like the old days, you know what I'm saying? Them good old days. And then it was another knock at the door and Jake freaking Woods
really
walked in.
You know what would have been crazy?
What?
If your little brother, little D, was here too?
Oh, yeah, that would be absolutely insane. That would be insane.
That would be a good dream, but what you just mentioned,
huh?
That was reality.
What do you mean it was reality?
Yeah, that was really what was happening.
So you're telling me that Daniel Taylor
from
Full Court Press Radio and Jake Woods from Dale's Podcasting is in the studio right now?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
If that was the case, then I'm sure that D-Tay would probably have a message that he wouldn't mind preaching to us. If that was the case,
huh?
And then Jake would come in his white way and preach his horrible sermon.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know if you.
Ladies and gentlemen, here on Fat Guy Radio Show, welcome back, D-Tay, it's Jake D-Tay.
Stop the applause.
Oh, Jake, they love you.
Oh, God.
Oh, they love you.
Jesus.
Reunited, and it feels so good, Mocha.
Feels good to you, baby.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My woman. I don't know where that music is.
Oh, just like old times.
Go back to sleep.
Went straight from church to Stella and stuff on the corner.
We just came out of the church. No lie, lie. You want to get a couple of dye bags? You know what I mean? You want to have a little bit of this?
I got these bootleg DVDs. Yeah. And, Little D's penis pills.
$3 a touch it if I touch my toes. $2 a touch it while I touch my toes. And $2 a touch it if you touch my toes.
What? So what's up, Corey?
What's going on, Jake? How are you?
What's up? I'm going to take control of this show.
Okay, go right ahead. Yeah, this should be good. Get ready, America.
This is my show and I have no notes.
So the show is over.
Okay, hold on. Right here, ladies and gentlemen, live off the Twitter. Holy bleep, I can't breathe. Lady K.
Hey, Lady K.
Yeah.
How are you doing today?
So, Lady K, Jake, I'm sorry. Go ahead and take over the show. What were you going
to
say?
Oh, I just wanted to say hi to you. We didn't get to, like, you know, I didn't really get to make love to you when
you
I
sure
walked
didn't.
Into the studio.
No, and as soon as you walked in, you know what the first thing that went through my mind, Jake?
You're like, man, he's whiter than I remember.
No, it was this. Oh, lip. Oh, that was me. Damn it. My sausage fingers and this iPad stand are not getting along.
He almost cussed.
I did. All right.
Oh, my God.
You know what I was thinking when you walked in?
Look at that booty. Show me the booty. Give me the booty. I want the booty.
I've never heard this.
I need the booty. I
really?
Like the booty.
No. Oh, thanks for listening to the show while you've been gone.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? You know what I've been thinking about? What I thought about when I saw Jay walk in?
What?
Damn.
I only do two things. Kick ass and eat bubble gum. I'm all out of bubble gum.
I don't even think we have those anymore.
No.
I think they're gone.
No, you can't get rid of the Dookie.
I think they are gone.
Not Dookie. You can't get rid of Dookie like that.
The Duke.
You can't get rid of the Duke.
I honestly think that they are gone.
Wait, no. The Duke as in like John Wayne?
Exactly.
Is that reference too white for you?
Yeah.
I don't know. What the hell happened to all the levels over here?
I know who John Wayne is. One of the best. Yeah.
I don't know like why I come on this show and I feel like I have the right to be racist now.
You do.
Because you watch too much Donald Trump. Too soon. No.
Too soon.
She wasn't ready.
I think Lady K just passed out.
Donald Trump better wake up. She's going to miss a good show.
And when she wakes up, she has to mop up the kitchen floor.
Donald Trump is going to be who I vote
extra
for.
Extra degreaser.
Oh, ooh, extra degreaser. I see you, Lip.
Lip, what are you talking about, extra degreaser? What'd you know about that?
Oh, Lip know a little bit about that. He Mexican.
Lip, you know.
He Mexican.
I got to change my race, though, because Donald Trump, you know.
No, that's why you're voting for Donald Trump.
That's why you got to say it like this. You Mexican. Because Mexican.
You Mexican?
Because Mexican could be Mexican or American. Mexican.
Oh.
Mexican.
I'm Mexican, man.
That makes 100% true, and I don't know what else to say about the Mexican.
Mexican.
You know what? The Mexican got some good fruit.
The Mexican do have some
and
good
some,
fruit.
And some good vegetables, too.
you see me over here? So I just went through 15 bits trying to find the sound bit I was getting ready to set up for, and then you set up for another sound bit. Now I got to go back.
Oh, get to
the sound bit. Now, what fruit are you referring to?
I'm referring to the native fruit of the Meccan land.
I know what it is. What? Jake, do you?
I don't know.
Here's the bit.
Avocados from Mexico.
It was worth it, wasn't it?
Hey, you know what? I'm so glad Jake took over the show.
I know. I've been trying to talk, and no one's letting me.
All right, Jake, go for it.
I feel offended.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be offended.
I'm going to turn this into an NPR show.
One thing we are not going to do is we are not going to continuously interrupt you.
I know. We're not going to step over anybody in this show.
Absolutely.
Everyone's going to get a chance to finish. No.
And I am sure not going to look over at DT and say, you're looking fine as hell today, boy.
My mind's telling me no, but my body's telling me yes.
So, Jake, you were saying?
It's like I'm on a morning zoo show. Jesus.
Except for it ain't morning here, man.
Hey, did you hear this one?
Finger on that button.
It's like we're watching South Park, and then this is a show of Terrence and Phillip.
I've never watched that before.
Oh my goodness.
It's just a bunch of fart jokes like, hey, have you seen my finger? Oh, look, I'm Canadian.
I've never seen that show.
YouTube it. You gotta YouTube it.
All right, so Jake, what exactly were you trying to say? What were you? Please take the time to say what you were going to say. I'm sorry that we cut you off.
Oh, I didn't really have.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Give us a bottle of your finest champagne, 5 shrimp cocktails, and some bread for my brother.
We have a Dom Perignon 71 at $120.
That'll be fine, pal.
Come on, seriously, you guys. The food is really expensive. The soup is fucking $10. Come on, let's go outside. I'll buy you a cup of coffee.
We're putting the band back together.
Forget it. No way.
We're on a mission from God.
Hold it. What's this?
Hey, cut it out. The owners are gonna ask me to call the cops.
You wouldn't do that to me, would you, man?
He just got out of Joliet. He's on parole. You can't call the cops on him, man.
We're putting the band back together.
I said no, absolutely not.
You, how much for your wife?
We're putting the band back together. We need you, man. We need your horn.
I can't. I really can't. We got everybody except Matt Guitar Murphy and Blue Lou, and we're getting them next.
No way. If you say no, Elwood and I will come here for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day of the week.
Okay, okay, I'll play. You got me.
Live from the BDB Radio Network Studios, it's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze. Counting the hours until the buffet opens, here's your host, Corey Blaze.
Well, I know that the Boogaloo is out of sight, but the Shingalings is playing tonight. But if that was you and me, my baby, I would have shown you how to do it right. Do it right.
Radio show for July 9th, 2015, live from Studio G, playing our entire show from a lit up throne because we broke our foot. It's your funniest internet radio show and podcast on iTunes, on Stitcher Radio, on AHA Radio, and on FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Interact with the show with us on social media. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Get your 2 cents in, America, by calling our listener line 623-349-1652. Or standard long-distance rates may apply as well. Lines are open 24-7. Or email us at fatguyradioshow@gmail.com. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon's Prime Day. This is something special here, folks. If you haven't signed up for Amazon Prime, you're about to miss out on what many sources are claiming to be the Amazon event of a lifetime. We don't know what the specials will be, but they will be big, bigger than Black Friday specials. And here is where you're going to miss out if you're not a Prime member. On July 15th, this coming Wednesday, Amazon is celebrating their 20th year with Amazon's Prime Day. Specials that are only available to Prime members. If the free shipping, free movies, free books, and free music wasn't enough, being an exclusive members only sales event. Now, if you are an Amazon Prime member, here's what you need to do to get to this one day sales event. I've lost my place in the script, so I'm just going to wing it from this point.
What do I need to do?
You need to go to fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon on July 15th. Go through our site, and if you don't know how to get to it from our website, you can get to it from our cover photo on Facebook. Facebook.com/FatGuyRadioShow and FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon! Shake it, shake it, baby!
That was a Jake Reed right there.
That was a horrible Jake Reed, I know. Welcome to the show, everybody. Right off the cliff.
What's going
on? Right off the cliff with that bit. Oh, wow. It is crazy.
I can't get the music out of my head.
You can't get the music out of your head. I mean, it feels like it's Christmas time for me. I don't know about you two boys, but you know what? At least we're here and nobody's gonna fight or argue because this is rock.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. All well, right. You know what? I believe it was good.
Let's see if Jake catches his on.
It was a really good day, except for when I pulled up into the parking lot and someone's just in my parking space, and then I was like, oh no, is that Jake's car? Because if it's Jake's car, you know what? I'm so happy because it is the...
I'm not going to sing. You can't make me do it.
You don't sing.
You don't have to sing. I just sang for the first part. You just...
Yeah, you just like, like, when you see that me and D-Tay have done the whole thing where you're getting really angry right up to the post.
It's the most wonderful time.
Yeah. I'm very distracted by this this camera stand says lick my chocolate chip.
Show me the booty. It does say lick my chocolate.
That's an inside joke.
Only us can know.
I've been very distracted by it.
Well, whatever
do you want to lick the chocolate chip?
Not yours.
I'll tell you one thing. The chocolate chip will make you choke.
The
choke.
Oh.
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 But you know what, Jake? I do. I am glad that you are here. You know why? Because you are.
You my male boo.
You really are.
God. The soundboard is out of control, man.
I know. It's absolutely crazy. And you being here.
Bromance.
It's awesome, isn't it?
So, speaking of bromance.
Where's my gun?
Speaking of bromance, where's that new guy? Where's that guy at?
Anthony is not here.
I wanted to meet that guy.
Well, you can come back and meet him anytime you want, but Anthony's not here.
I wanted to have fisticuffs with
you,
that.
You wanted to beat down guy. The why would you want to beat down the new guy?
I don't know. I think me and D-Tay should come back. We should have an all co-host battle royale.
Oh, fighting over me?
No.
Sure.
Over the love of our
love.
Adoring fans.
Oh, well, Jake, I think all your fans may have fallen off.
Damn.
Well, dude, it's been like a year and a half.
I don't think that's a battle royale. I think it's you two duking it out to see who can stand next to me. I don't know if you listened to last week's show, but they did a hate mail read. I'm just saying, someone tapped into the show. That this show will never be the same without D-Tay. He was the best thing ever happened to this show.
Yeah.
Not tooting my own horn, but that's what a listener said.
They did say that.
Yeah, you
that
should stop writing into the show.
Dang, you got me.
Touche.
Touche. Touche.
Well, this is epic, epic because I don't think this is like 2 years ago. Where all of us were on the show at one time. It was, I think the last time we were all together is when we were onboarding Jake. Onboarding Jake as you were transitioning out from a temporary fill-in from Little D. And then you came back to outboard Jake.
Yeah.
And then for Anthony's onboarding, you just disappeared.
Yeah.
He gave Anthony no coaching, Jake, whatsoever.
Because Anthony gave me the heebie-jeebies. I'm not going to lie.
Now, hold on.
The only reason, and the owner is nothing.
He will.
Nothing against him. The only thing is, I can't see his eyes.
You can't see
his eyes. And the fact that I can't see his eyes, I don't know. It's like, I don't know if you ever watched WWE. Jake, you might get this reference.
I can smell it. What the Rock is cooking?
No. The Undertaker.
Yeah.
The scariest moments of the Undertaker was when he always had his hair over his eyes.
Yeah.
And you couldn't see. And then when he moves it away, his eyes are rolled back and they're all white. And you're like, oh snap, someone's going to die right now.
I think the scariest moment of the Undertaker is when he became a biker. Remember that?
Actually, no. I just thought that was when he became badass.
Remember that, though?
I know. He came out to Limp Bizkit. This is the chocolate starfish and the hot dog flavor water. Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Keep rolling. No? No one gets that? Only Jake and me?
Yeah. Oh, okay. They're on the island with that one. Limp, you got anything?
No. Hey, Jake. I used to watch wrestling.
Oh, here they go. They're back.
What's up?
Okay. Since we're on the island right now, I just want to nerd out with you because you're wearing a Millennium Falcon shirt. Did you hear about the standalone movies for Han Solo?
Oh, yeah, dude.
That's going to be freaking awesome, bro. Like, what?
What?
Did you hear that they might also be making a freaking Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Yeah, standalone.
Yeah, a trilogy.
Yeah, it's supposed to be him on Tatooine, right?
It's supposed to take place after the Star Wars Episode 3.
Yes, because you have that whole time between once Luke is born to when Luke is introduced in Episode 4.
Yeah.
So what is Obi-Wan doing on Tatooine? Just chilling out?
Who knows?
Like, honing his lightsaber skills?
Sorry, boys. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt, but it seems like we have a call here. Hello? Speak up, sweetie. No, bitch, we gotta go.
All right, why is that bitch always trying to sell us some little
I have
cookies,
no
man.
Clue. I don't know.
Like Girl Scout like, season.
We always sell her no.
Always.
And she always call him back. She's a glutton for punishment.
I would hate for her to call back again. That would be inappropriate.
Right? Like, come on, girl. Take a clue. Take a clue.
Yeah. D-Tay, you want to get this
I
one?
I got this.
All right.
Hello?
Maybe two rings.
Oh, hold on.
All right,
I thought I picked it up. Hold on.
All
right. Here we go. Hello?
Hi, my name's Marcel.
Hold on. Hey, calm down.
What is your favorite?
Can you slow down?
Why you just hang up on her? That's just wrong.
Bitch wouldn't slow down.
That's crazy.
I didn't even hear what she said.
I don't know what she said either.
Cookies?
She just have no respect.
Let's start 69er. Let's see here. We have the rotary phone here. You know, it's an old studio. We don't have the new technology that it's a long distance number, Jake. That, you know,
wait, how many? You said star 69. You just said to like.
It's a long distance star 69.
Hey.
Wow, that's like 15 numbers right there.
What the hell's happening?
It's star 69-721178117.
It's long.
The number. It's
1-800-76-8675.
Ladies and gentlemen, Corey's lied to you guys. He didn't star 69er. In all actuality, the Girl Scout girl is actually his niece, and we're actually dialing her right now in the studio.
I'm calling her up right now.
This is
467.
It is an international number right now.
Can we just keep this like droning in the background of the entire show?
Did it finish? Hello. Hello?
Fred Rogers.
Oh, God, we got Mr. Rogers.
No wonder you dialed hell. That's why it took so long.
Sorry, Fred, we got to go. I didn't mean to call him. All right, well, that's enough.
I didn't even know the devil let them answer.
You know, how you say the devil is in Fred Rogers?
No, because Fred Rogers is dead.
So he's in hell.
And he went to the land of make-believe, the land of fire and brimstone. Where I stay is a figment of your imagination.
Oh!
And I said, Fred.
Fred!
I said, Fred. He said, I said,
you Jamie Foxx?
Do you know
the Muffin Man
that lives on Drury Lane? I had no idea where I was going with
that. So, Jake, what's going on with you, man?
Oh man,
it's just me. It's just me and you now.
All right, I want to talk about some stuff actually.
Okay, please go right ahead. Bring up your stuff because there's some Ustream edits that need to happen while you're gonna do this. So Jake, please, you've got the floor.
Okay, yo, Dite, I'm gonna talk to you because this guy.
Oh crap! Are you guys going back into the Star Wars thing?
No, we're gonna talk about Tinder.
Oh, what? Tinder.
You
ever been on Tinder, baby?
No.
Can you ever?
Never.
Can you give me a like on Tinder, baby?
What is Tinder?
Tinder?
The only Tinder I know of is legal Tinder, which you use to pay for stuff.
Oh, I was actually talking about what you put into fire. Some Tinder.
Oh, Tinder. Okay. See, I'm a legal Tinder type of guy.
So, Tinder.
Tinder.
I created a Tinder account.
Okay.
What is actually Tinder?
I don't know.
Now I'm interested.
Tinder is an app, right?
Okay.
And you swipe left or right depending on if you think this person is hot or not, basically. And
it sounds like a request.
So Zuckerberg came back with his Rate Me app.
Yeah, no. Basically. But like, I created this just to promote my band because I'm a horrible person.
Oh, okay.
Right? So this is basically just to
promote your band on a hookup site?
Exactly.
Because everybody there we go. There we go.
Oh, wow.
There we go. 23-29.
It's freaking great.
Oh! Jake, dang it, you.
Wow.
There we go.
Oh, wow. I was flirting with dropping a bomb, but,
like,
you know.
Just normal.
And then, like, 15 seconds later, he's like, wait.
Oh, I know, it all slipped on us because we're so used to your potty mouth.
It's been a while since I've been on this show.
And your camera is really, really close.
I do some,
Oh, yeah, Jake.
How's that?
There you go. Oh, nice. Look at now. There you
that's
go.
Good.
Nice.
Yeah,
all right.
Good.
Now we can see more hair. It's like we have Anthony is just on the side of. Okay, so you started up Tinder so that your band can get laid.
So I
that is
yeah.
Great.
I created a Tinder and
it's what great?
You only get a certain amount of likes, right? So
what do you mean you only get a certain amount of likes?
A day. You get like you can only like so many people, and I just swipe right on everyone.
Okay.
Swiping right means you like them. So I just swipe right on
You swipe right. Ladies and gentlemen, there it is.
I swipe right on everyone.
Here's the
saddest part about it, though.
Okay, there we go.
The saddest part about it is, like, I hardly get any likes.
No one likes you?
Nobody likes you, Jake?
Yeah.
Ouch.
Where have we heard that before?
I don't know.
I don't know, man. And in my about section, I think part of the problem is that I
label yourself a band?
I say, I play guitar, I play bass, and I make podcasts. So I think,
yeah, because every girl in the nation wants to bone a podcaster.
Like, damn, they're makes podcasts.
Oh man, he plays guitar, woo, bass, and makes podcasts.
Yeah,
instant waterfall.
Just shoot. I just want to go over there and just turn it on for him.
Mm.
Come here, podcaster. Mm. Why not adjust the level there, Lip?
You just turned my thighs into Niagara Falls.
Yeah, I'm gonna need a mop.
You make me moist. It's mop time,
I'm
baby.
Some degreaser.
I don't get the degreaser.
I need me some.
So has it been beneficial?
Every time I get a like on Tinder,
yeah,
it's because I swipe right on everyone. It's always some
random vet
big, bigger.
Like the picture I showed Corey earlier.
Hey.
She usually her like main picture is like a cat tattoo of her cat sniffles on her arm or something. It's always
isn't that a tattoo of her face slightly on her face to the right?
It's always that, and she always messages me like, "Hey, sweetie, you want to come over and meet my cat?"
Hey, sweetie,
do
you
like
over?
My body?
Needless,
you want to eat some snickerdoodles?
Needless to say,
can you find my belly button?
Needless
to
say,
in 3 years,
I'm getting laid every weekend.
Because unlike other people,
come
these
on,
girls
levels, baby, levels.
These girls aren't lesbians, right?
Are they lesbians?
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
We're going to bring that up.
I'm sorry.
Oh!
I think that was like the last time me and you did a show was when we had that conversation.
Yeah. Or it was like the show before.
It was like one of the last shows.
Do you like my body?
Actually, I think it was like another. It was like another special where I came back.
It might have
show
been
for me.
I guess it was
a special that you came back on because we invited you back probably a few months ago. It was like probably towards the end.
Oh yeah,
last
we invited him back because of that, didn't we?
Totally, 100%.
We didn't want him to suicide himself. We didn't want a Robin Williams on our hands.
Oh,
sorry.
That was my last
show.
Too soon.
Send all your complaints. Avocados from Mexico.
Avocados from Mexico.
That was my last show.
Hold on a minute. We have a special call here. Hello?
Can't hear nobody.
Hello?
Yeah.
Idiot, call on the right number.
Jesus Christ.
This is what happens when you try to preach. This is what happens. You can imagine who it is. Take a wild guess who it is that when he's supposed to railroad the show, his dumb ass calls in on the wrong freaking number because he's just not right. He can't do anything right. It's impossible for him to do one damn thing right.
It must be Little D.
Who do you think cannot call the right number at the right time?
Who did what?
Clean your ears, man.
Little D.
What up?
Do you have me on speakerphone? You are not that important.
Not that important?
But see, you called on my secondary number. You know, my federal government issued Obama phone number.
I know. I gotta call you because the Fed is after me, so I gotta be undercover. I done did some stuff, so I'm trying to keep all my numbers untraceable. So I have to call you on that one because I don't want them to catch on to you either.
All right.
Take you down with me.
Okay, so folks, now the trifecta has been complete. We have D-Tay, Jake Woods, and now Little D is on the show. Give us a yeah, buddy, Little D.
Yeah, buddy.
There it is.
Ooh.
There it is.
How about that one?
Little D, what the hell do you want? All right, Little D, thank you very much. That was incredible. I appreciate you calling in. What are you doing right now, and why the hell were you on my beach this weekend?
I'm just on my way home with my new Honda Civic.
You bought a Honda Civic?
It's so yours.
It's just a rental.
You rented a Honda Civic to go to the beach?
Yeah, he rented it from your garage.
They try to break into my car over steal it. They try to steal it, so they cracked the steering column, and they stole my system, but they couldn't take the car, so they pretty much had to get my little $2 insurance that I got. They covered my rental for me until I keep my car back up to par.
His $2.82 insurance.
Hey, good thing you gave me that package, Little D, because I still have it.
You know what I'm saying? Oh.
I don't know this package. What is this package, Lil D?
Well, I'll tell you later.
We can't discuss that over the air.
Yeah. Yeah, we can't. That's G14 classified.
So, Lil D, I got a call from my connections in San Diego, California, that said that there was somebody there perpetrating on my name at one of my best hotels that I go to, my little hideaway hotel. And they said that there is some little Negro spiritual running around here claiming that he is your brother and you wanted all of the Corey Blaze specials that I normally get when I go to that beach. What the hell were you doing?
Man, I was in San Diego enjoying it. Then I took the show name with me. So I got pictured when I thought I was your brother. They hooked me up with everything. I pretty much got a red carpet service, if that makes any damn sense. It makes sense to me, but, you know.
Red carpet service at a beach.
They gave you red carpet service at a beach.
He got the red satin treatment.
The red carpet. I went out to the beach. I had to get those sand on my white shoes, my white polo shoes, what I had. And so they rolled the carpet out on the beach, and I walked right out to the water. I didn't really walk to the water, but still.
Which lie is it, man?
I never walked on water, but I walked on the water though.
You walked on the water.
See, I was up and down at the same time. You didn't know I'm left and right. I'm forward and backwards. Walking on the air but sitting down in the seat.
I wish I'd have came to the studio today. Everybody's there. I'd have loved to come in and crash the joint.
Why didn't you come and I told you that we were going to have special guests on the show, and if you wanted to crash the show, you could have crashed the show.
I'm, like, literally just getting off of work right now.
Ah, I got to make that bread.
Yes.
All right, well,
because I got another little daughter on the way.
Oh, that's yay. Right. I don't think we broke that news whenever it feels like breaking, ladies and gentlemen. Little D is actually expecting his 14th daughter.
Oh, I actually remember that, bro. I thought she's, didn't she come home with a blue blanket because she thought it was going to be a boy?
You know, she came home with a blue blanket because she thought, in her mind, it was going to be a boy because she wants a boy so bad. So, but actuality, when we went and got the little test done,
you stuck your finger up there and you didn't feel a pee-pee, so you said it was a girl. That's the test.
See, bro, what you should have done was before you went to go get the sex of the baby.
He's not paying attention.
The doctor was there. He kind of threw me under the bus. He told her, it's not your fault. It's his fault.
Wait. Oh. So the doctor blamed it on you that your seed swam backwards instead of forwards and made a girl instead of a boy.
All right. Next time you make the nasties with your wife, what I need you to do is face her to the east. Go in the way of the dog, eat a lemon, a whole lemon, before you compulate.
Compulate?
Yep. And then don't forget to charge it to your black card.
Charge it to, he don't got no black card. That black card you telling him to charge it on is mine.
Charge it to your brother's black card.
The black card? Oh, yep. The black card.
No, you don't have a black card.
Really. You know what? You can even charge it to EBT.
Sorry about that. I can't hear DJ that good. I can only hear him, but I can hear you just like whatever you guys got me hooked up to. It picks up a little bit of DJ, but I can hear Corey like the best out of everybody.
Of course you can, because it's my phone, and we're doing a very ghetto phone call right now, where I'm holding up the phone to my microphone and talking. I mean, this is ghetto as hell, right, Jake?
This is classic.
This wouldn't even be considered a little D-rate.
You can have me plugged through the board. Where's that?
What?
Your $5,000 system where you can actually plug me through the board. Where is that? You don't have it anymore?
That is for people that know how to receive connection calls from that system. You're not one of those people. Because if you saw that weird number that popped up in your phone, you would be running thinking that it's the federales coming to take your computers because they thought that your business partner was involved in child pornography, Jared. What?
Jared.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh.
Jared Ford.
Hey, little D, you're stepping.
That guy like your best friend, Jared? Didn't you hang out at his house before?
No, Jared from Subway?
Yeah.
No,
I your best friend?
I didn't hang out at his house. I was just the manager of his charity. Oh. Hey, little D.
The child porn charity or what?
Yeah, there you go. Hey, little D, we're up on a break right now. We got to take a break. You want to hold on or you want me to call you back after our break?
you can call me back or whatever.
All right, I'll call you back after the break, but we got to pay some bills right now.
All right.
All right, we'll talk to you later. All right, yeah, thanks, yeah. Yeah. All right, there you go. One more thing, Lil D. Yep, there he goes.
Oh,
That's too bad. Whoa, Jesus. All right, we were way past break. That was fun.
Huh. Yeah, it was. Always nice talking to Lil D.
He's an idiot.
That was like watching a slow train wreck.
All right, folks, you're listening to the Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
Returns, and I'm kicking it up a notch with all new guests, the return of some wacky ones, and more. I'm a little bit older, and so are you, so let's see how far we can go. This ain't no Disney program. It's Little Fella Radio Season 3. That's right. Little Fella Radio returns for Season 3 this summer. Watch for it on littlefellaradio.com. Teen Talk Radio will never be the same. Fun, entertaining, and we hope our parents don't listen to everything we say. Little Fella Radio, it's the younger version of Fat Guy Radio Show. Minus the bad words.
Now back to Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze, Philippius, and Anthony.
Anthony's not here. Sorry.
Yeah, that's not me.
He didn't have time to put D-Tay, Dick Woods, and boys. I don't know about you, but last week,
where am I supposed to talk into it?
I don't know.
Like, right here.
Last week,
hello? The icon, where the icon's at.
There you go. I got to pay the bills here, boys. last week, I did a very special Halo Sigs read, and it was all patriotic, and it was beautiful, and I have no clue how in the hell I'm going to be able to top that. I mean, it almost went viral with, like, all of the 5 views that it got on YouTube, so I don't know what I can possibly do to top last week's read. H is for the way you handle well. A, affordability is swell. L, long-lasting flavor, not some cheapy knockoff vapor. O is how I feel, 'cause oh, my Triton is a thrill. Halo, electronic e-cigs, you know. Halo, to vape anything else is a joke. So go and grab the latest top notch. It's the greatest. Halo is where you want to go. See, listen to me. You can go to the gas stations and you can get those little blue light up dots if you want. Sure, waste your money on that. But if you want American made e-liquid and a robust Triton tank system, you got to get over to fatguyradioshow.com/Halo 6. That's exactly where it's happening, folks. Trust me. Give it a shot. You know what I'm talking about. H is for the way you handle well. A, affordability is swell. L, long-lasting flavor, not some cheapy knockoff vapor. O is how I feel, 'cause oh, my Triton is a thrill. Halo, electronic e-cigs, you know. Halo, to vape anything else is a joke. So go and grab the latest top notch. It's the greatest. Halo is where you want to go. Right here on Fat Guy Radio, Halo is where you want to go. Go, go, go. Halo is where you want to go. Halo. I'm not sure how I'm going to top last week's read.
I have no idea either.
Huh.
But you know what? I'm already in for that little catchy tune right there.
Yeah.
Halo is where you want to go.
Chop that up and send it to him.
Hey, but you know what?
Yes.
I just have to say, Halo, I'm vaping, baby.
Ah, there it is, damn, ladies and gentlemen. There it,
right
is.
There, baby.
That's impossible that that topped what I just did. I just did a show tune. The hell you mean that topped it?
Yeah, I felt kind of uncomfortable.
When he said, when he was doing it, when I was singing.
I don't know, man.
I did an amazing job, so suck it.
I love this song. Like, I thought the song was amazing.
You know, musical episodes are always the weirdest, you know?
Jake, I'm glad you're here.
Remember that episode of Scrubs?
Yes, I do remember that episode of Scrubs.
Actually, I heard that was the highest grossing episode of Scrubs
That
ever.
Was the highest grossing episode of Scrubs, and I hate for it to just start playing again like you would want it to, you know, it's tough to say about me and you. A love unspecified. Though I'm proud to call you Chocolate Bear, the crowd will always talk and stare.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. I don't remember the words to this song. Yeah.
Here comes the chorus right here. And to say our guy love, that's all it is. He's mine, I'm his. There's nothing gay about it in our
eyes. Avocados, tacos. Guy love, guy love his food because it's so delicious. He wants to eat it in his bed before he goes to sleep.
I have a question for both of you. We all know, or for everybody here, Philippians, those of you that just joined us live on Ustream, yes, we're being joined by Blast from the Past, D-Tay. Daniel Taylor,
like,
and Jake Woods from long, 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 long time ago, and Philippius is here. Anthony is off. Just real quick on a little bit of a serious note for Anthony. Anthony is off tonight because he is attending the services of his cousin that he mentioned last week had passed away.
And condolences to his family.
Yeah, condolences to his family, and our thoughts and prayers are with him. But that is the real reason why he is not here tonight. But him not being here gave us the opportunity to. I just called everybody. I'm just like, I used my rotary phone, and I just called everybody. But
I was the last one called. I'm just going to throw that out
well,
there.
Well, you've been kind of sleeping in the studio. But anyway.
I'm just going to throw that out there. Last one called.
I got to ask a question for you, and we can round table this here, boys. Are fireworks necessarily dangerous?
If handled the wrong way, yes.
Okay. If handled the wrong way, D-Tay, what say you?
That question to me reminds me of another question of like, do guns kill people?
Ah, that's a good question. Jake, what's your take on fireworks and their danger?
Don't we all kind of watch fireworks hoping something goes wrong? Like, in the back of our mind, aren't we all kind of hoping, like, it just explodes on the ground?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And, now, like, it just malfunctions horribly.
No.
And something terrible happens.
No, my... No.
Jake's so sadistic.
I watch fireworks hoping that the guy lighting the firework, like, before he gets to move away, it explodes in his hand horribly wrong. Kind of like the dude
see,
from
I
the,
think like,
the
foot,
like
you know,
two NFL players. Yeah, absolutely.
Your comparison to guns is a little wrong, though, because with a gun, it is actually someone doing that. But, like, a firework can actually malfunction. It can actually, like, just...
But...
It's like a penis. It just sometimes.
If you do it in the right spots, like a penis.
I know. Hopefully later. What?
But no. Like if you have the proper like.
Oh, I missed it.
Like if you put the firework in a proper place and you do it at the right time, you know, if you handle it correctly, then it's not dangerous, even if it malfunctions. Because you can get out in a safe distance. You have it in a safe distance where when it malfunctions, it's not going to hurt anything.
Right.
Which, that's why I'm comparing
it. I will
it.
Never
like,
go into
guns
a
fireworks don't kill people.
Stand.
Stupid people with guns kill them. And stupid people with fireworks
so
are dangerous.
What would you expect to happen if you are a 22-year-old male in Calais, Maine, and you, on the 4th of July, Independence Day, and you took the fireworks and you put it on top of your head and it exploded, what would you expect to happen?
My brain should be by my feet.
By your feet. Jake, maybe?
You know, burns. Probably.
Burns a little bit. Jake, Philippius, burn.
Yeah, really bad headache.
Probably really bad. This dude's dead.
Of course.
Dude's dead. And Devin Staples, and I'm sorry that he's dead. His family, sorry for your loss, but your son's an idiot. You can't put a firework on your head, be it one of the ones that you buy off of the corner or one of the main ones that they shoot off in downtown Phoenix or whatever, and expect you to survive.
I do think it's worth mentioning, like, what kind of firework it was. So.
I don't know what it says, but the story that comes out is that now his parents, after their son was the idiot that took his two hands and put the firework on his head, and the firework went off, and him dead. Now his parents want stricter fireworks regulations.
See, no, but
it already says it on the box, though. Like,
yeah, it does. And I agree with Jake. We have to know what kind of firework it is. I mean, was it a black cat? Was it a Screaming Lucy? Was it a Screaming Kathy? Was it a Scooter Doo or a Scooter Don't? Was it a Flaming Wham? Like, I don't know.
A Scoosker-noodle, a Scoodoodle.
You got people like those jackass guys, though, and they're, like, shooting rockets up their ass and stuff.
Yeah, shooting firecrackers with it taped around their penile.
Yeah, taped around your penile. I think I just figured out what I'm doing Saturday night. Here's the story. Russ Staples tells the Bangor Daily News. That's up in Maine.
I got to stop you right there because that whole statement just sound like I just walked into this weird porno. Russ Staples tells the Bangor News.
Russ Staples tells the Bangor News that his son, Devin, have been holding a fireworks mortar tube.
Oh.
A mortar tube on his head as a joke.
Oh, and it malfunctioned?
Thinking that it was a dud and couldn't ignite.
Oh.
A spark somehow ignited the firework, killing Devin at the house party in Maine on the 4th of July.
Now we gotta read that. We got the sex music. Hold up, leave that. We gotta reread that.
Okay, hold on. Let's start the second music again.
Russ Staples told the Bangor News that his son was holding a mortar tube.
A mortar tube.
On his head.
There you go, Lady K.
Thinking that it was a dud.
It was a dud.
When a spark.
Spark.
Ignited. And now that dude dead.
He dead. him gone.
Him gone.
That's him gone.
That's the most bullcrap article I've ever heard.
I would think so, too. And then
that guy lit it thinking it would just fly off the top of his head.
Totally.
And be fine.
Totally. Yeah. That's exactly what I thought.
Why would you put I wouldn't even put a dud anywhere near me.
It's a fireworks. Yeah. It explodes. Why would you? I was watching the news, or the news was watching me one night here on ABC 15, local news here in Phoenix. They were saying that it's illegal to buy any fireworks that can actually launch. Are all the ones that they sell on the corner, are those ones that don't launch?
Where was this, though? The firework laws are different.
Right, well, in Phoenix, you can't.
In Phoenix, you're not allowed to have one that go up in the air.
Right.
But, I mean, people still sell them.
Basically everywhere else that isn't Phoenix,
you can buy legit commercial industrial strength fireworks.
You can't buy those, but there is pretty strong ones.
So why is this?
Pretty much, if you know what if you don't know what you're doing,
yeah,
you could make your own. And that's probably what Devin Staple did. Sorry, bro.
He gone.
Say what's up to Fred Rogers to me.
But now his parents want stricter. Now his parents are saying, oh my God, they pretty much sold us a bomb. Well, you bought the bomb. It's a bomb.
What do you expect? What do you expect? It's fireworks. They're gunpowder. It explodes.
It's supposed to go boom, boom, right?
It's colored. It's a colored bomb.
Colored bomb? Why got to be a color bomb?
Because it shoots out colors.
Why got to be a colored bomb?
Oh my God,
Jake, aren't you offended by his colored bomb?
No, I am.
You dropping colored bombs all over the place.
All right, Paula Deen.
Why is everything about colored bomb?
You Confederate flag endorsing mother.
I love the Confederate flag.
Butter.
Really?
No.
Okay, I was like,
I think that this is just giving these parents another thing to regulation. Didn't we just deregulationize the freaking fireworks? Now she wants to re-regulate it because her son was a drunken idiot.
This sounds like the people who got mad at McDonald's for their child being fat and now want stricter McDonald's laws. Like, Come on now. You're the one who bought the friggin' Happy Meal.
You, yeah.
For your child 15 times a week.
15 times.
15. Little SA got 15 hamburgers a day. And you mad because he can't run a mile? You mad because he can't walk from the bedroom to the bathroom?
He can't walk. He can't. You got to waddle through the waddle.
Well, I mean, there's a discussion there, but I think it's not the right time to talk about that.
Well, why isn't it the right time to talk about it? It's a damn talk show, Jake.
We got microphones, we're recording.
We're talking about fireworks and stuff.
Okay. That's true. Well, we're also talking
about the regulation and regulation.
Sugar is the most addictive drug there is.
Okay.
Yet we tax cigarettes, but we can't tax like sugary stuff.
We should be able to.
We should be able to.
I don't say we can't, but what I'm saying is you can't expect to sue the company when you're the one buying the product.
Right.
That's very true. All right, boys. We'll continue with this. If not, we'll segue over to why I ended up in the bathroom with a naked old man. Huh? And then also, you can now have diarrhea delivered to your house. You'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show on FatGuyRadioShow.com. All right, folks, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show on FatGuyRadioShow.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by audibletrial.com/FGRS. With over 180,000 titles to choose from, Audible has something for you. Don't think audiobooks are your thing? Audible is offering a free audiobook with a free 30-day trial. If you don't like the service, which I promise you will, simply cancel and owe Audible nothing. Thriller novels, comedy novels, educational and religious novels. Some of New York's bestsellers are all available at Audible, and you can get them at audibletrial.com/FGRS or click the Audible banner on our website. Audible, give it a try. You might learn something.
You might learn something.
You might learn something. Like I hate all of you.
Like how Corey is super professional.
Yes.
Like he kept his composure. He kept it real. Whole
no, what the problem is that I couldn't see anything because you were under the table. Just for a few more inches to the left, and I would have lost it, and the show would have been over.
What?
The show would have been over. Friendships would have been ruined. It would, and I would have been okay with it.
I would have.
Babies would have been made.
Yeah.
I would have shocked you like an electric eel.
I'm okay with that being shocked. Jake's hitting the switches over there.
You know what?
Cheap. Furniture.
I would have turned you on with my electric feel.
Is it what's going on with your seat?
I guess we'll just lower it out.
He broke it after he ate one of those McDonald's Happy Meals.
That's what you did for jackknifing over there. And you know what? That's actually a good position. So now I can actually see the Ustream I can actually switch it now.
That's cool. My knees are touching the ground, but it's fine.
Your knees are not. That's not your knee.
Those knuckles.
Yeah. Who was in the bathroom this past week with an old man because he couldn't pull up his britches? This guy.
Wait.
Who's got two thumbs and had old man wiener in the face? This guy.
Guess who does that every freaking day?
Not old people. You've got young people there.
No, they're in their 60s.
No, but you have to do that for a job. I was voluntold for this duty.
Voluntold
for this duty.
That's when they ask people, hey, we need some people to help. No one wanted to do it? Okay, Lip, you're voluntold.
You're voluntold. I felt bad for the dude, but it was very awkward at the same time, okay? Everybody knows, it's very well documented, that place that I go to every day that I'm no longer to talk about on the show because they say you can no longer talk about it. If you do, it's a problem.
What is it?
That place that I go every day.
What is it?
You know what it is.
It's a place.
It's a place.
McDonald's?
No.
Yes.
Yes, I go to McDonald's every day.
Taco Bell?
So I was
KFC.
There.
Starbucks.
Those are all the places those you go are all every the, day.
Every day. Don't forget about Philbertos.
Ooh, and Julio Bertos and all the Berto brothers.
Now you're making me hungry again.
I'm walking down the aisle, down the hallway, and then out from the behind the door, I hear, I need someone. And I'm like, an old guy basically saying, I need someone. And the bathroom that he was in is not a bathroom that you can call someone from. There's no emergency pull ropes in there or anything like that.
You need a life alert.
I need someone.
Oh, I get it. I get what you're talking
about.
You
get it now? You get it now? Okay. Did you see it? Did you see the light come on? All right. Yeah. So I'm like, so me being me, I immediately go on to Captain Save a Grandpa. And I go up to the door and I knock on the door and I'm like, sir? He's like, from behind the door. And I'm like, I'm looking around hoping that there is somebody else coming, because the first thing in my mind was, this is a job for someone else. That was the first thing that popped up into my mind. It wasn't that I was going to go in. So before I could even open up the door, he opens the door. Chonklas, chonies, whatever the hell it is for chino pants, whatever it is, are down.
Showing all his chicharronis.
It was, God, not good.
It looked like when you left a hot dog on a barbie for way too long.
It was like I took an uncooked hot dog and threw it into some really gray weeds, and it was just...
It was like one of them little Vienna.
Yeah, a Vienna sauce is just. It was just there.
How was it?
So I'm now. For some reason, I decided to, when I was at the door and had my hand on the door, to bend over and put my ear closer to the knob of the door. So when Grandpa opened it himself, imagine where my face was.
Oh, right next to the Vienna sausage.
Right next to the...
Come on, man.
You got that thing around it.
You got your big hoof around it. There we go.
Yeah.
So I immediately look up, and dude was just there, and I guess... his back or something
gave out
on him when he stood up, and he was able to clean himself, but he wasn't like a guy that was like, you know, really elderly, like he was out of his mind. He just could not bend over and pull his pants up.
I feel like this is a story about yourself.
No, it wasn't me.
You were playing the role of the person who came and helped.
No, I wish somebody would walk in the bathroom on me and pull my chinos up. What? So I'm there, and I'm like, okay, I'll help him. And then as I'm like, I'm going to go into this restroom. It's a public restroom. I'm going to go into this restroom with this old dude by himself. I may or may not work at this place, because this could have some bad news. But what am I going to do? Go call someone to come over while the dude is just standing there, not able to pull up his pants, you know? Yeah. So I go into the restroom. He takes a very baby steps back, and I pull down, and I kneel down to pull up his pants, and his belt gets caught on his loafer somehow. Like, I think he backed up, and he ended up stepping on his belt. So now, because of his back being locked up, he already took baby steps. It's even hard for him to lift up his foot. So now I'm having to tug at it, trying my best not to knock this old guy over. Finally, I got the belt loose, pulled it up, and didn't realize that I didn't pull up his boxers first. So now we've got the resistance of the... This is a whole episode going on in the bathroom. Can you just imagine this? I know when Lil D is listening back to this, his imagination is going crazy. So now I've got to re-drop the pants, reach for the box, just drop the pants back in, reach for... the boxers, pulled the boxers up, trying my best not to come in contact with any skin, because it could not only be a legal issue, it could just be very, very awkward. Now, Jake, this may seem very normal to you because you do this on a daily basis and it's your job, but this is not what I do. I push buttons, I flip papers, I sharpen pencils. I eat sandwiches. I go to Starbucks and Jack in the Box and Pizza Hut. Got his boxers up, got his pants up. Then he wanted his shirt tucked back in. I'm like, this is something he can do. His back, he couldn't bend over. I got you halfway there, bruh.
He just liked the attention.
That was like the conclusion, that he just wanted the attention.
After you tucked the shirt in, he said,
I did not tuck his shirt in.
Did you go, all right, young blood, can I trouble you for a shave?
No, no. Can I get a shave,
now?
No, I did not tuck his shirt in.
So after the BJ, I left.
No, I didn't tuck his shirt in.
How much
in.
Did he pay you?
$2 to touch it, and touch my toes.
Oh, you one of them, you one of them cheek pusses.
I'm like, yeah, I'm free. No, it was a very awkward exchange, but I felt okay because I helped an old guy. But then it was very awkward because I'm not used to doing stuff like that.
I have a story that's similar. Yeah. That had to do with me and an old lady and who wanted me to lotion her back.
Oh yeah, that was me.
So when I went to the lotion, she had one of those old sundresses that like button up in the back, so that you just unbutton like the four buttons and like it's like a Sunday best dress.
Oh yeah, Sunday best church.
Exactly. So I went to lotion her back.
What's true?
And she just dropped the whole dress, and she had no bra on.
So it was just whoop.
Just all her sagginess was just out.
Oh,
there.
Sagginess. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, this lady was like 90 something years old.
I'm so moist right now.
She was like 90 something years old, and she would show me all her fun bags.
Oh man.
Start boxing with them like a
the dew point in this room is rising.
No, but she threw them over her shoulder like a Continental soldier.
Do your boobs hang low? Do your boobs hang low? Do they wobble to and fro? Can you tie them in a knot? Can you tie them in a bow? Can you throw them over your shoulder like a Continental soldier? Do your boobs hang low? We got to take a quick break right here, and then when we get back, I'll tell you, boys, I didn't get to it this time, but I'll tell you about how diarrhea for you, D-Tay, can be delivered right to your front door.
Ooh.
We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show. It's on U-Star Music, Internet's hottest new radio show and podcast. When you upload your music, does it sound like this? U-Star Music, all about the independent musician, soloist, band, and group. We're hitting the internet highway with our first upcoming broadcast. Will you be a part of it, or is this enough exposure for you? You'll hear indie rising stars like Tuesday Hawkins singing Take Me Down. Jay Renee and her soulful rendition of I'll Be There. Originals by AJ Rodriguez, Wake Up.
Something's shaking deep inside my bones.
And LA's own Will Gaines with You Know What It Is. U-Star Music at ustarmusic.com. Upload your track for free. Get exposed. Get heard. Get over to ustarmusic.com now.
I can take you to my crib because you know what it is.
ustarmusic.com.
You know what it is. You know what it is.
Just when you thought they had nothing more to say, here's more Fat Guy Radio Show right here on fatguyradioshow.com.
Set it up. I think I'm cutting up.
La 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 la. Back to school sales just keep coming, and Lids Hats and Apparel wants to send you and your kids back to school in style. You think Lids is all about the hats? Nope. They have exclusive apparel for women and kids. See what Lids has to offer by clicking the Lids banner on our website or bookmarking fatguyradioshow.com/Lids. Want to bypass the wait on the shipping and the shipping cost? It's simple. Go to fatguyradioshow.com/Lids and in the checkout, select store pickup. Lids will show you the nearest store to you. You hop in your whip, off you go, and boom, bam, you're wearing your Lids apparel the same day. Hurry, these amazing deals at Fat Guy Radio for Fat Guy Radio Show listeners don't last long. Get over to Lids at fatguyradioshow.com/Lids. Yeah. Welcome back to the show, everybody.
Lids. I'm wearing, baby.
What? Lids, I'm wearing, baby.
I'm fresh as hell, baby.
Jake's starting to wake up now. The show's almost over.
I'm so glad he took over the show today.
I know. It was an amazing. Jake, you did a very good job. It was Jake Takeover.
I got some stories to tell, too.
Oh, man.
Let's keep it going.
What do you think about it? Ladies and gentlemen, it's the segment that is sweeping the nation.
What the hell is Corey tweeting with D-Tay?
That's a
D-Tay, take it away! Lady K is for you, baby!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, today on What the Hell is Corey Tweeting with That Sexy Summer, my D-Tay.
Oh, I'm sorry, we didn't get it. Let's try it again. Ladies and gentlemen, let's take it with that sweet position.
What the hell is Corey Tweeting with D-Tay?
That Sexy Summer, mama. All right. 7 hours ago.
7 hours!
At Corey Blaze.
The real
Corey Blaze tweeted.
That's me.
Damn. Ow. Got the worst mosquito bite on my upper thigh, a.k.a. chocolate ham hock. Question is, why were my pants down to be bitten? Blushy face.
That's just your penis, right?
It was he put the blushy face.
I put the blushy face.
No, I mean the mosquito bite on your upper thigh. No. It's just your penis, right?
No, it's not. No, I don't know how you're built, Jake.
Herpes. It's herpes.
I don't know how you're built, Jake, but my penis is not on my thigh.
Dude, is that not normal? Is it wrong when your penis touches your vagina? Is that weird when that happens? Like,
no.
Should I see a doctor?
Right, no, it's fine.
My bad, Caitlin.
I'm a doctor. Oh! Oh!
No! She wasn't ready!
Let's never talk about her again.
Oh, I'm sorry. God.
Yeah, you know what? I was surprised. I'll get back to your tweet in just a minute. I was surprised that I did not get any hate mail from me saying that on last week's show.
Because everyone agrees with you, man.
But nobody is saying it. Nobody
exactly.
Is saying it.
No one wants to say it. And yeah, not everyone has a microphone.
Not, it's
and
not
a
that
guy.
Anyone like dis. It's not that anyone is like, oh, she shouldn't be a thing.
What was it?
I said, of course, no one. Everybody's thinking it, but no one said it because not everyone has a radio or a fat guy.
Oh, that's sweet. And then they fist bump on that. Why was that a fist bump, Jake?
I don't get that.
Jake, fist bump me.
Okay.
All right.
But it's not like anyone like is
hey,
like,
fist
you
me.
Shouldn't be a
Jake,
lady.
Jake, fist me.
Shut the hell up and let me talk. God damn. Jesus. All right, go on with your freaking tweet.
I wanted to get a fist bump, bro. I said fist me. I was trying to let you finish, but I wanted a fist. I really want to hear what you were saying, though.
No, it's cool, man.
I don't know. I really want
to
hear
I think I got my point across to everyone who was listening to me.
Janky poo.
I'm sorry, man.
Well, that's it, folks.
I love it when Jake gets upset. It's so cute. God damn it. Shut the hell up and let me talk.
Put him up.
Somebody please.
D-Tay, I was invited here on a show too.
All I wanted was a piece.
I feel like you're laughing at me and not with me.
I'm laughing with you.
I'm laughing at you.
Oh, God. I'm hurt. God damn it.
I'm not Anthony. Come on.
Anthony doesn't make me laugh.
Oh. That's not good.
Oh.
So mosquito bite on your thigh.
So I actually I don't know how I got a mosquito bite that high, but it's really, really itchy.
My question is, was this before or after you helped the old man in the bathroom?
This was, I was at home. No. I think it happened during yoga. I think there was a mosquito.
And by yoga, you mean you eating your Subway sandwich upside down?
No, I do yoga.
How?
In your do you like backwards?
Wait a minute. How? Like people do yoga.
You like lift your titty and like make it to like weird angles and stuff.
Yeah, I throw it over my shoulder like a continental soldier.
Because his boobs hang low.
And then we go to the floor.
I'm gonna be like.
I remember the other day I got a phone call from Corey, and he goes, I think it's the big one. And then he took a step back. I said, hey, Corey, take a step back and take a deep breath. He took a step back and said, I feel better. I just stepped on my nipples.
Shut up, let me talk. Shut up, let me talk. God damn it.
God damn it. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Hey, all right. Remember when I said that you can have diarrhea delivered to your door now?
Wait, so gross. They're delivering manure to your doors now?
Yeah, no, Taco Bell is delivering.
Oh. That's crazy.
Why?
Doesn't it sound great?
That sounds wonderful.
It's called Chalupas on Demand. Taco Bell starts delivery service in, they're starting it in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Dallas right now.
Wait, so did they realize that no one comes to their store to get the food, so they're going to start bringing it to people, forcing it down their gullets? Oh, you don't want to come get it? I'm giving it to you. I'm bringing it to you.
You get one. You get one.
Everyone gets a chalupa.
Everybody gets a chalupa.
You're getting diarrhea. You're getting diarrhea. We're all getting diarrhea.
Isn't there like a minimum price on delivery? Like a delivery, like certain amount you have to spend?
It's free. I think they're depending on the location of the restaurant, pricing and delivery costs may vary according to this food. I'm actually kind of down for this, but I think they should just go ahead and they should just go ahead and cut out the middleman and just deliver the food and dump it right in the toilet, because that's where it's going to end up anyway.
I just threw up a little bit talking about Taco Bell. It's like throw up in the back of my throat.
Oh, so God. Good. Oh, man. This was worth it. I don't know about you, but I've had a boner the entire show. All right, folks, we got to get out of here.
Come on, let's go a little longer.
Oh,
Come on.
I forgot to call Lil D back. Oh, damn. Oh, damn it.
This is a special show. Let's go a little longer. Oh, come on.
I don't know. We may be able to treat Lip into maybe doing a, I don't know. Dare I say it? Lip.
Afterburn?
Yeah.
That's on Lip. All right, folks, we got to get out of here. You may or may not see one. We don't know. If so, somebody's got to order a pizza.
Hell yeah.
All right, folks, today's show was brought to you by Amazon. Amazon's Prime Day this Wednesday, July 15th. Prime members exclusive sale. Take advantage of those Better Than Friday deals through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon or by clicking the special Amazon banner on our website. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, email FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com or get on the air by calling our listener line 623-349-1652. Lines are always open. I invite you to interact with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We are only a weekly show, but my blog is daily. Check it out at After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze on afterthelevels.com. Now they can see you, Jake. We rely on your word of mouth for everything. Please tell everybody you encounter about Fat Guy Radio Show. Our goal for 2015 is 5,000 downloads per show. You can do it. For our executive producer, Philippius, Jake Woods, and the incomparable sexy DT, I'm Corey Blaze saying, skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Join us next week. Anthony, we'll be back next week. We miss you, buddy, and our prayers and thoughts are with your family. Listen, like, and laugh, everybody. See you at the top.
Hello.
Who said hello?
Wait, hold on. What the hell? I've got more to say. FatGuyRadioShow.com/sponsor. All our sponsors are listed there. Have a look. Shop away. Now the show is over, and this message will self-destruct in 3, 2...